and welcome to TVB Podcasts. I'm Rick Ducey, Managing Director of BIA Advisory Services. This episode is part of TVB's podcast series, Thought Leaders. Today, I'm going to be talking about OTT local TV advertising trends and what the growing demand for local OTT video impressions means for the TV industry. We can organize our thinking about OTT around three big trends facing buyers in the local video ad market. First, audience fragmentation across video platforms and content. Two, the rise of SVOD video, subscription video on demand services. Three, cross-platform video ad campaigns. Together, these three trends support the growing demand for local OTT video ad impressions. Let's take a look at what that means. First, we'll look at the big picture. What is OTT worth? Well, BIA released its first OTT local ad forecast at the 2019 TVB Forward meeting in September, where we reported that total 2018 spending was about $600 million, and that it would rise to $857 million in 2019. Now, we're estimating OTT spending to more than double to over $2 billion in 2020. In context of the whole local ad market, our estimate means that the local OTT ad spend will rise to 10% of BIA's forecast of $20 billion for local TV's share of total ad revenue in 2020. This is very fast growth, and again, driven by several factors, including those we're talking about here. It's quite incredible. Now, let's take those trends and break them down a bit and see what opportunities may exist for local TV sellers. First up is audience fragmentation. Video audiences are becoming more mobile-first, cutting the cord, spending more time with OTT and vMVPD platforms. This means both buyers and sellers of local TV need to change their ways. Buyers like the efficacy of local TV, but are spending more time and money on digital video to reach specific audience segments. To get those buyers, local TV stations need to use digital to keep and grow their audiences. Just to drive this point home, recent Comscore data show that as much as 40% of the total local audience for local TV news is digital only. That's 2 out of 5 viewers that local TV stations reach with their news, not received by over-the-air, but only by digital. The second trend is the rise of SVOD video viewing. This creates more local video impressions that buyers can target to reach target audience segments. But a lot of this viewing occurs in premium video programming services that has no ads like Netflix or limited ad inventory like Hulu's AVOD option. Even with the growth of OTT video, the demand for premium video, brand safe local video impressions exceeds supply. But right here is where there's opportunities for local TV stations, which leads us to the final point, cross-platform digital. What local video buyers want is a seamless and effective way to plan, activate, steward, and evaluate video campaigns across linear and digital TV platforms. The local TV industry's recent commitment towards impression-based currency is a good start. It takes TV in a direction of providing cross-platform metrics for buying solutions. However, more work needs to be done to make local TV as easy to plan, buy, and optimize as digital video. My advice to broadcasters. I believe we're headed in the right direction with workflow automation and data-driven linear TV, but the stakes are high, and the market is dynamic and fast-moving, which is definitely putting the pressure on local TV to fully address market opportunities. OTT should be part of the solution, since that's where viewers and buyers are headed. It'll be fascinating to watch how this all plays out. Thank you for joining me. I'm Rick Ducey for TVB's Thought Leaders podcast series. Tune in for more TVB podcasts where industry insights are brought straight to you.